Thanks, guys. Next patient is James Stephens, Stephens. James is a very nice 55-year-old gentleman, construction supervisor, married 35 years, two adult children. Comes in with symptoms of body ache, cough, congestion, dizziness, palpitations, nausea, and diarrhea. Period. In the paragraph, symptoms have been going on for 5 to 7 days. My first concern was whether or not he has COVID, but his COVID and flu tests were both negative. Period. In the paragraph, medications includes metformin, trazodone. He was on statin, but he was taken off the statin and was put on Rapetha, R-A-P-E-T-H-A, injectable. Medical problems, insomnia, diabetes, sleep apnea. Patient is taking his CPAP religiously nightly. Surgery, tonsillectomy, left ear tubes, placement, hernias, surgery, and cholecystectomy. Allergy, not COVID immunizations, up to date. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He's married, lives with his wife, and has grown children. His blood work was done by his PCP. His last A1C was 5.4. Family history, mom's alive. Dad has died of pancreatic cancer, had kidney issues. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. Review of system as above, allergy none, 252 pounds, actually down 7 pounds, 99%, 97.7, 1683, 129 over 75, heart positive, swim positive, the lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next week, the skin shows no rash, TMs are red, portion of pharynx is red, means phlegmological non-focal, patient has what looks like symptoms of panmucositis. Number one, no evidence of COVID-19, number two, sinusitis, number three, dizziness, number four, I'm going to treat him with dexamethasone, 10 milligram, Rocephin a gram, then Z-Pak, then Midrol dose pack, then he's going to use Claritin D since he has no issues with blood pressure. Next one is morbid obesity. Next number. Penny. You put Penny? Penny? Who did that? Next number, she wants to start Ozempic. He wants to start Ozempic to lose weight. Next one is morbid obesity. Next one is fatty liver. Next one is increased weight, even though he's lost a few pounds. Next one is RVH. Next one is sleep apnea. Next one is carotid stenosis minimal. Next one is BPH. Next one is bladder spasm. Next one is call me if not better in 3 to 5 days. Next number, blood work has been done recently and up to date, including testosterone level, TSH, and PSA. Next number, we'll have to do pre-authorization for his Ozempic to make sure he can take it. Next number, return in 7 days if not improved or any other issues noted. Thank you. Oh, next number, liver ultrasound is within normal limits with minimal fattiness. Next number, RVH on the ultrasound of the heart, echocardiogram of the heart. Next one is prostate slightly enlarged. Next one is leg pain and arm pain related to current illness. No evidence of DVT or PVD noted. Thank you.